Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham out in our operations area. We have been working hard to get the latest advisory out, and we've just issued that advisory. So this is brand new information I have to pass on in this briefing. Wind, hurricanes 8 and now 100 miles an hour. So that's a Category 2 hurricane moving north-northeast at 20 miles an hour. So sped up a little bit. The other part of that is starting to make that turn towards the northeast that we've been talking about. So feeling the influence of those steering currents. And the other part of it, pressure, a millibar lower, 975 millibars at the current time. We're about 85 miles to the Louisiana coast. So you take the center here on the radar, we're about 85 miles from the coast, about 155 miles south-southeast of New Orleans. There's the New Orleans right there. That right there is about 155 miles. We're getting ever so close to the coastline here. On the radar, definitely can see where that center, that eye wall is, the eye, and really start looking at where the damaging winds are. Hurricane force winds, strong winds, especially you look around that eye wall. The northern eye wall always so potent in these hurricanes, and that's going to be reaching the coast. Well, it could be over the next few hours. So we really got to look at that. Houma, you look over to Buras, look at the New Orleans metropolitan area, North Shore, and the Mississippi coast. Very strong winds. Look at that latest forecast that we just issued a little bit ago. Not too much change. I'm going to raise the graphic here just a little bit to really look at these winds. I mean, these winds right here, the tropical storm force winds extending out about 150 miles out from the center. Hurricane force winds about 30 miles from the center. So if you think about that, we can progress this forward, not just along the coast, but you're going to see winds well inland as well. But dangerous situation. Southeast Louisiana, right around that eye wall, hurricane force winds, 100 mile an hour winds. That's going to be very damaging. You're going to see damage with that associated with trees down. You're going to see damage with power outages, power lines down, and some structural damage as well. So definitely be in a safe place, because this is all arriving now. The leading edge of those tropical storm force winds starting to reach the coastline as we speak. So as a result, you're going to start to see things go downhill the next few hours, this afternoon, into this evening. It's moving fast. So by tonight, we'll get this thing all the way tomorrow morning. Tomorrow morning, still a tropical storm, but by 7 a.m., it'll be all the way into Tennessee and North Carolina with time. So some of the other impacts we need to talk about, I mean, have the dangerous winds associated with this system, but deadly situation associated with the storm surge. These values are significant. You got to be in a safe place. You got to have listened to those emergency managers. Port Fouchon over to the mouth of the Mississippi River, 5 to 8 foot of storm surge, 5 to 7. When you go to the mouth of the river, to the mouth of the Pearl, to the Mississippi River, 5 to 7. But from the mouth of the Pearl River over to Dauphin Island, Alabama, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. That's water up your pant leg. That's the peak storm surge that we can expect. Dauphin Island to the Alabama-Florida border, 3 to 5 foot. Pensacola Bay, 2 to 4. Mobile Bay, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. So dangerous situation. Also the rainfall, not just along our track. You can get 2 to 4 inches, maybe 4 to 6 in some of these areas, but along this boundary, this front, all this tropical moisture is going to move north. Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia, West Virginia, all these areas could see localized flash flooding, because that's some heavy rainfall associated with Zeta and this front. So that's the latest information we have from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Zeta.